the Dalit assaults in Gujarat pushed the BJP on the back foot in that abusive vitriolic attack on Mayawati. Let's introduce our panel. With me in the studio is Nalin Kohli of the BJP. We're also joined by Narendra Jadhav. He's, of course, a member of parliament of the Rajya Sabha. Pawan Verma, Janata Dal United, a member of parliament, is also joining us. Meera Kumar, former Lok Sabha speaker, also a Dalit leader of the Congress party, is also going to be with us in a moment from now. Nalin, let me start with you. This is awfully embarrassing for the BJP, and it's also taken many days for Anandiben, the Chief Minister of Gujarat, to even go and meet with the families of those who were assaulted, the young men who were assaulted. There are mass protests taking place after what happened in Hyderabad, then this in Gujarat, then one of your leaders actually using the word prostitute for Mayawati. You juxtapose all of these, and the BJP just reiterates its image as a Brahminical anti-Dalit party.
Well, that's an image that our political opponents may want to create. And these are all incidents that are not joined by any common thread. So they have, you know, a thread is being forced to link them so that maybe a narrative can come. And the requirement to create this narrative is because there is no attack point on the BJP. If there was an attack
this
point,
this is an attack point.
I'm coming
four
to this
men,
specific.
Four men have been assaulted by cow vigilantes.
I'm coming to it.
It is the BJP and BJP governments from Haryana to Maharashtra that have made the cow the central focus of politics, emboldening vigilantes.
No.
Why did we not see these kind of attacks
before? So
therefore,
would you say, if I take that as an analogy, that terrorism started and increased in the Congress regimes.
So therefore,
would you say that the Congress was responsible for all the terrorists that came up in the country?
I am simply saying that the environment created by the BJP.
It's a dangerous political comment. Let's come specific to this incident. In this particular, of course, it's a horrific incident. Immediately action has been taken.
Let's bring up those pictures, please.
Yes,
you know, just see what's happening, how they were
unacceptable.
Beaten up, assaulted.
Yes.
For what?
I'm saying it not only as a representative of my party, I'm saying it as an advocate, I'm saying it as a human being, as a citizen. Unacceptable, number one. Number two, so what do you have? You have suspension of the officials who have erred, police officials. You have the deputy superintendent camping there. Compensation is only an after thing. But it has been given.
And you have your vice president, you have a senior leader of your party using the word prostitute for a Dalit,
sacked on the same day.
Sacked from the party or from his post?
Well, I mean, from the post for that. Whatever is the action, the party is not a party that runs on family-based whims and fancies that you just do what you like on the pronouncement of the word of a leader. Our party is a little different. But did not the leader, and that's Mr. Arun Jaitley, finance minister, express those words? They were strong words. Action has been taken. How many actions do you see otherwise?
Okay.
From
it?
And my last point.
Yeah.
And did you catch anyone in the BJP sleeping and napping on a Dalit issue? Tell me, show me the photograph.
Well, Hyderabad and how it was
napping.
Handled is contestable.
Napping in Parliament while the discussion is on.
It was contestable.
Napping while Parliament is on? Napping on the issue?
You're talking about Rahul Gandhi.
Of course,
napping,
I'm talking about Mr. Rahul Gandhi. He was catching up on his sleep. Those who are sleeping, they must focus on what
Let's take this to Meera Kumar. Meera Kumar, how do you see what's happening in Gujarat? Nalin Kohli of the BJP makes the argument that A, the man who abused Mayawati has been sacked. B, police constables are camping on the ground in Gujarat. You cannot link this to the BJP in any possible way. And C, that Rahul Gandhi was actually sleeping through this debate. So the Congress cannot take a position of any moral superiority here.
Barkha ji, it's not a question of moral superiority. It is a question of how Dalits are being treated in the country. It's a question that Gujarat is a model state.
Yes.
And model state doesn't just mean having good business, having investments, having infrastructure. Model state also means how the poorest and the weakest and the humblest is being treated. So is that the model state? Is that the model state? I would like to know.
Okay.
And I would also like to know how long this is going to continue. Barkha ji, I want to know from these people how the Dalits are going to be treated in this country.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you, ma'am. I agree with you.
Yes, you should agree. And everybody should agree. Then who are the people who are perpetrating these atrocities? I want to know. And what is the action that the Prime Minister is contemplating? Why has he not given a statement in the parliament till today? Why hasn't a debate taken place in the both houses of the parliament till today?
I
just want to know. And I also want to know, in Mann Ki Baat, what is the thought to control these issues, these problems?
Okay. I'll allow Nalin a quick interjection, then I'll go to the other
five points. I'll make them in one sentence.
It is something which is troubling me. And there's no question of taking sides of this party or that party. It's a national
Because now the answer will be inconvenient. So let's
but
go
it
one
is
by
a
one.
National shame. No, it is a national shame. It is
may
a national shame.
How much can you inconvenience me? No, I'm a Dalit. How much can you inconvenience me? Tell me.
Well,
how much can
well
you
I mean,
I'm not going
to take this debate. Meera Kumarji, as a senior leader, is entitled to want to project her caste and bring up a point. But I would desist from doing that. But I don't think I would like to do it there. I think any citizen whose rights are violated.
She's talking as a Dalit leader. Why would you question her right to do that?
I'm not. She's entitled to. I'm not joining issue with that. If I do not join issue with that, that does not mean I'm necessarily criticizing her. I'm merely making it. She's in her right to make a view like that. Meera ji, may I have the courtesy? Meera ji, I've heard you patiently. Ma'am, you're very senior. May I have the courtesy of only making a counterpoint? So let's go one by one. Meera ji is entitled, and I said it as a senior leader, to have a point of view and express it. I'm saying I'm not joining issue on that and saying so. I'm also agreeing with her, although it may be embarrassing politically, that if she is raising the questions as a Dalit leader and about Dalit atrocities, this model state of Haryana, no less fetid than Sonia Gandhiji and Rahul Gandhiji, saw the maximum rise under Mr. Hooda's government. But that's also separate. I'm saying every citizen of the country, including Dalits, Muslims, Hindus, upper caste, lower caste, any kind of humiliation where anything of this happens is unacceptable.
But it is the BJP, it could be argued, that has made cow vigilantism now a form of mainstream political activity.
It is not a political platform. When it is not used as a political platform, they go to the election commission and say that, you know, it will be political. The election commission says it's not. The Congress is entitled to do politics as a political party, but maybe have a logical point.
Now, Meera Kumar, quick comment, then I need to go to Pavan Varma and Narendra Jadhav. Go ahead, ma'am.
Barkha ji, when you introduced me in the beginning, you called me a Dalit leader. Why do you categorize? I want to know from you.
That's a fair correction.
Why do you categorize? What do you have in your mind?
I have nothing in my mind, ma'am. But you yourself said I'm speaking as a Dalit leader.
And you're contradicting yourself. But please don't. Please stop categorizing
people
like
that.
This is my request.
I accept that. I stand corrected.
Thank you.
That's a fair point. But you did also say at one point that as a Dalit, you are even more disturbed. So it was just for context, not for casteism.
I am, because you don't know how much agony one has to face. It is very difficult for anybody to understand the agony and the anguish and the pain and the insult that one faces on a routine basis.
I agree with you. I think we all agree it is a national shame, Pavan Varma, but the point is who's accountable. The point becomes who is accountable.
Now, Barkha, I feel that what has happened is extremely condemnable and shameful. And I believe that to counter the indignation, the sheer sense of outrage by quoting statistics from previous regimes, is in itself an act of carelessness. I say to you that what has happened in Gujarat, or what was the statement today in UP, the beginnings were very clear in Hyderabad's campus. There the Ambedkar Students Association was literally hounded, and there is verifiable evidence for it, with two cabinet ministers leading the charge. It led to the suicide of Rohit Vemmela, and the response to that was so callous as to actually doubt his caste and make other kind of allegations rather than trying to understand the agony of a student. Now, what has happened in Gujarat? The real problem is that BJP has linked two issues. One is communal politics over beef, which has empowered and emboldened people to take action against the Dalits in a manner where they take the law into their own hands.
Yes.
Thirdly, the use of language, which is also connected today. Yes. I'll take just 20 seconds more.
Yes.
You see, if a party takes definitive action against those who use this form of language, it becomes a kind of a check to others. But when Giriraj Singh uses inappropriate language, when Sadhvi Nilanjana Jyoti uses inappropriate language, when Sakshi Maharaj does it, and when Yogi
Adityanath, they would argue that they've sacked the party leader who abused Mayawati. Pawan, they would argue that they have sacked with an immediate apology from Arun Jaitley and Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi and others. That's what they would argue.
Now, let me quickly respond. Even in the previous cases,
yes,
there was, even in the previous cases, there were perfunctory reprimands. But they are not enough.
Okay.
And the last thing I want to say, this party has 40 Dalits. How many representations in the cabinet? And why have they suddenly lost their vocal cords? Mr. Ram Vilas Paswan has carried his Dalit identity on his sleeve and moved from one Latian's bungalow to another. Why doesn't he speak up today? Where is Mr. Jeetan Ram Manji?
Okay, so let me park that with Nalin and just get Mr. Narendra Jadhav in. Narendra Jadhav, I think Meera Kumar ji makes a very valid point that this goes beyond Congress BJP. But unfortunately, whenever it's come to talking about Dalits in this country, it never does go beyond party politics. Is that part of the crisis? And how do you see the symbolism, the very powerful symbolism of Dalit protesters actually leaving carcasses of cows outside government offices? I, in my 20 years of journalism, have actually never seen this being the visual idiom of protest. I think something very significant is happening here, sir.
Yes, Barkha, this Una incident in Gujarat is the most despicable and horrific incident.
Yes.
And it is a national shame.
Yes.
It was said by Meera Kumar earlier that the both houses of parliament have not discussed this issue. Okay. Correction. Tomorrow, during the day, the upper house of the parliament is going to have a short duration debate on this issue.
Okay.
Now, turning to the issue, I do not want to look at this horrific incident from the prism of politics. I want to go beyond party politics and look at why these Dalit atrocities are happening in our country.
Yes.
And what is the distribution of that?
Yes.
You know, some numbers are going to be useful there because the focus seems to be here on Gujarat.
Yes.
I think that is unfair. If you look at the NCRB data,
yes,
that is the National Crimes Record Bureau data,
yes,
which is available up to year 2014, what do we see? The total number of crimes against scheduled caste during 2014 were little more than 47,000. And the distribution of this is very skewed all over the country. The highest rate of crime here is defined as the crime against scheduled caste per 100,000 of population. If you look at the crime rate, the highest turns out to be Uttar Pradesh with 17.2% rate of crime.
Okay.
Then comes Rajasthan, then comes Bihar, then comes MP, then comes Andhra Pradesh.
Yes.
And Gujarat happens to be 11th on the list with a rate of crime of 2.4%.
Yes.
So the distribution is countrywide and there is a deeper malady involved, not focused on Gujarat.
Yes.
But if you want to focus on Gujarat, let me also say that the conviction rate in Gujarat is one of the lowest in the country.
Mm.
If you look at the conviction rate in the context of the scheduled caste, the crimes against scheduled caste and scheduled tribes, those numbers are also available up to 2014. And that again gives a very, very interesting picture. You will see that the crime rate against the conviction rate,
yes,
in Gujarat is a little more than, a little less than 3%,
so, sir,
which is grossly
what you're saying,
unfair.
What you're saying is that if you actually break down the numbers, Gujarat does not by any long stretch have the worst record on atrocities against Dalits, but its conviction rate when such crimes do take place is quite abysmal. Now, these are important statistics to actually look at, and I want Meera Kumar and Pawan Varma to respond, and then Nalin can respond to all of them together. Meera Kumar, you spoke about the Gujarat model.
Yes,
You spoke about the Gujarat model. Narendra Jadhav is saying this is not just about Gujarat.
Because it happened in Gujarat, and because Gujarat is also everywhere, you know, it is publicized as a model state, so I made that comment.
Yes.
But statistics, you should realize that statistics depend on how many cases are getting reported. Now, the section we are talking of is the weakest section. Maybe its case is not getting reported.
Yes.
The second is then it may be the those who have been the victims are pressurized so much, threatened so much that they withdraw the case. Mm. There's so many things, there's so many ifs and buts. So the statistics really should not be taken into account as they are. You have to factor in so many of these ifs and buts.
Yes.
And must realize that you are talking of those who are the weakest. But let me tell you one thing. Whenever there is an atrocity, and I've seen so many, I'm an unfortunate person in the sense that ever since I am in public life, my whole life has gone into just visiting and seeing these atrocities. And what I have seen, I wish it doesn't happen in a country like India. And every time a debate of this nature takes place, and every time we are told that the police officer has been suspended,
yes,
that the statutes have been pressed into action,
yeah,
that the constitution has been applied, but nothing happens. Why? The mindset doesn't change.
Yes.
The mindset is not changing. What are we doing
and
about
Pavan,
it?
And Pavan, you're actually arguing.
I just want to...
Yes, that's a very important point, ma'am, that Pavan Verma is actually arguing,
yes,
that mindset has got worse. Pavan, in some ways, you are saying that the present political environment around beef politics is emboldening these cow vigilantes. But can you really divorce cold statistics from this debate, Pavan, and then Nalin can come in?
No, I'm not divorcing them. But I agree with Meera Kumarji that statistics are statistics. And the case of number of reportages are also important, but that does even out. I'm just saying that to deny or be in denial over a certain trend that can be identified.
What is the trend?
In the last
identify
one year
the trend.
And 2 years,
identify the trend. What trend is the trend?
The trend is very clear that there appears to be a bias against Dalits, and it was most apparent in Hyderabad. Barka, you have visited it, I visited it, and many other political parties and leaders visited it. Talk to the students and they will tell you that the administration took the attitude they did against the Ambedkar Students Association and Dalit leaders there, youth leaders, with the full backing of the central government. Please talk to them.
Let me bring in Nalin.
And the other point is that in communal politics,
yes,
just
me.
Last point, in, yes, communal politics, ultimately Dalits are seen as a vote bank in the consolidation of Hindu vote against the other.
Yes.
And that is why they become tokenisms and trophies.
True. For all parties, not just for one party, for all parties. But Nalin, there is an important political question here and a problem for the BJP. You said these three things are unconnected. The abuse at Mayawati, the suicide of Rohit, and the protests in Gujarat after the assault on Dalits, right? But the fact of the matter, Nalin, is that all three involve the BJP in one way or the other. And the second fact is that beef politics have never been as center stage as they are today since the BJP came to power. That is the point that Pavan Verma is making. And when you have that kind of political weight behind this whole issue, you know, of beef politics, then obviously you will have these cow vigilantes emboldened, unscared. You have Dadri, you have two truckers, you know, thrown with petrol bombs in Jammu and Kashmir. You now have Dalits being assaulted in...
I have a few points.
You have Jharkhand.
I've understood.
I mean, have we seen these kind of examples before?
Now, it'll take a few minutes because there are multiple questions here. Let's go one by one. With regards to, say, Dadri, it's not the BJP that has brought in the forensic report or what is the outcome thereafter. It's not us.
Yeah, the Samajwadi Party is also culpable.
Yes. No, so I'm not
is
culpable.
Is also culpable.
I'm not
also.
Culpable. No, no.
But your
I'm
local leader spoke a lot of rubbish at that time.
I'm going to come one by one, okay, on every issue. Yes, today we are discussing it with the statistics become inconvenient politically when they point the other way. So it's easy to make a general allegation. The minute the statistics, as Yadavji just pointed out,
was interesting and therefore politically inconvenient to say the JDU's argument or the Congress party's argument, then statistics will be discarded. The same statistics will become absolutely important for a discussion if they showed Gujarat was number one in terms of crimes against Dalits. My point at the beginning was, and I'm still back to it, this kind of humiliation or this kind of incident is of course despicable.
Yeah.
But if you would say it was state sponsored, then you wouldn't see action either in the harshest manner possible against those who perpetrated and those who erred in not taking action initially. Tell me now, in the same way, how is this?
Hasn't it taken 8 days for Anandi Ben to respond?
Maybe.
Eight days for the chief minister to respond?
Maybe. You tell me, when has Mr. Nitish Kumar as chief minister responded to the murders that are taking place after his government has come? So, I mean, where is it? Now, they will say, oh, Gunda Raj is not part of this. Gunda Raj is not part of this. So, therefore, where is the communal? Pavan Bhai, I know. I've heard you, patient. Please let me finish my point. So he will say, this is not the discussion of today. So what is it? Where is this discussion on communalism either? But when the JDU and the BJP are in government for 15 years, then obviously we are not communal. If we are out and not, we are communal. So this is a political argument. May I finish? I'm just simply saying, we are, as political parties, whether it is Mr. Varma, whether it's me, Ms. Meera Kumar, anyone, entitled to make a political point because we are political parties.
Sure.
But on one issue, we are all one, which is that this kind of incident, whether it's a Dalit, whether it's upper caste, a Muslim, a Hindu, it's not acceptable.
Narendra Jadhav, you had your hand up, and I know the other brewing controversy has been the demolition of Ambedkar's old house in Maharashtra, something that his family has objected grievously to. I also want you to bring in your observation of the idiom of protest of these Dalit protests. It is significant because it is actually literally taking a holy cow and turning it on its head and saying, this is what we do professionally. We are one of the reasons that we have, as people, have been ironically pushed to the margins of society is because we are in the tanning business. And now we are being beaten and assaulted because this is our job.
It's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Mr. Jadhav.
Barkhaji, I think we need to go beyond the petty party politics and look at why these atrocities are taking place. You know, long time back, Dr. Ambedkar had stated, made a very interesting observation. It was that he said, the caste system in India is a form of graded inequality with ascending order of reverence and descending order of contempt. That accurately summarizes the social system that we have. And what had happened now and happening now is that the dominant caste, which tend to reinforce the hierarchical caste-based power structure and suppress the Dalit rights assertion. Because Dalits have been awakened now and Dalits have been asserting the fundamental rights which have been given to them by the Indian constitution. And this is being resisted by the so-called dominant upper caste, and that is what is leading to atrocities on them.
Yes.
And the response of that, as you rightly pointed out, is in terms of symbolism of putting the dead carcasses outside
very,
the government
very
offices
powerful
and
symbolism.
So on.
That it's
is
very
a reaction.
Symbolism.
That is not an action. And it is also a reflection of Dalit assertion.
I agree with you. Meera Kumarji, Narendra Jadhav says these carcasses... Ma'am, I'm coming to you
just,
only.
Just one observation I want to make.
Yes.
I don't want a lengthy debate. We just use the term upper caste and lower caste, uchi jati, nichi jati, which I think we should discard.
Yeah.
You see, it has a certain connotation of superiority and inferiority.
Yes.
So if we can avoid, I think it will be good because it hurts to hear that.
Agreed. I think it's used as identifiers or markers, but we have to find a different language.
I mean,
I agree with
you.
Yes,
people... Yes.
I agree with you. Ma'am, could you talk about the powerful, how you see the image? And I want to bring up this image again because really I think we haven't seen this kind of protest before. The fact that carcasses are being left outside government offices as a language of protest. Meera Kumar, how significant is this particular visual idiom of protest?
Barkhaji. I underline the G.
No, please don't, ma'am. Just call me Barkha, but please make your point.
Yes, please. Yeah, yes, Barkha ji. Well, I want to say a few things about the leather industry. It's one of the, the oldest craft in our country, the oldest profession, and a particular caste has been designated to carry yes. it forward.
Yes.
And they are called the chamars or charamkars. Now, their job is not to kill the cow, but when the cow is dead, to skin it and to prepare the hide.
Yes.
Now, leather is something which is used by everyone.
Absolutely.
They may hate and they may not like to touch the workers who are working in the leather industry, but everybody without exception uses
Absolutely.
Leather.
I agree.
Those who came to beat Absolutely. And torture those boys who were skinning the dead cow, they didn't come wearing kharao, they came wearing leather shoes.
Yeah.
So leather is not untouchable, but leather workers are untouchable.
Absolutely.
And
that's
let me tell you another thing.
Yes.
I want to point out another thing, that the Dalits, the charmakars, or other Dalits engaged in other professions, the scheduled caste, they are the most devout Hindus. Temple doors are closed for them. They are tortured. Nobody wants to even touch their shadow. And yet, they, with determination, want to be called Hindus. Now, they are from within, they are Hindus. So to accuse them, falsely accuse them.
Yes. I agree with everyone.
Killing
you said.
The cow. Killing the cow. It is a conspiracy against them and to torture them, insult them, demoralize them.
I agree, ma'am.
It's very disturbing.
Absolutely.
It's very disturbing.
I just gonna give 30 seconds to Pawan and Nalin to wrap this up for us. Pawan, go ahead and then Nalin can take the last word. Pawan, very quickly, I'm out of time, please.
I just want to say that I think this is a time for the BJP to do a little bit of introspection rather than be combating with comparative statistics or to trace what happened in the past. The Dalits have been at the receiving end, Barkha, of our political evolution, and their political empowerment is one of the greatest achievements of India. But if we see them merely as either vote banks or as tokenisms or trophies to be used,
yes,
I'm afraid it's not going to work.
Yeah. Nalin, quickly, you can talk about Rahul Gandhi snoozing, definitely an embarrassing image for the Congress. You can come up with those counter statistics. But at the moment, the perception is that this is an uprising pushing you on the back foot. Very quickly, wrap this up.
No, I'll reject it. I think Meera Kumarji had some important points to make. And as Indian citizens, each one of us here, we certainly are not going to accept, this kind of thing happening. There's no question about it. As far as the political points are there, that debate, I think, has ended a few minutes earlier than that. Let's not reignite that because it really takes away from the substance. Whether, I mean, what she spoke about the leather industry, certainly.
Do these cow vigilantes have to be, it has to be conveyed to them that they cannot take the law into their own hand.
Well,
why are they so emboldened?
No, I'll put this. Irrespective, you have a sense with a cow vigilante, I have a sense of power vigilante, I have a sense of another kind. Nobody has a right to vigilante, whether it's against a lady. You have people going out on these ladies. You may have somebody else going out and flocking their power, which we see in different states. So let's not go down. Any kind of vigilante is not acceptable because we have to stand by the constitutional position.
I will leave it there with saying that it is a national shame and really questions our self-image as a nation, that we are not able to protect our own people. And I think Meera Kumar is absolutely right in saying that the sheer hypocrisy of a society where everybody wears leather, but we actually shun those who work in the leather industry, and now we assault them and beat them up. And I think the symbolism of that protest, as Narendra Jadhav said, is much needed.
Barkha, I want to suggest one thing. If everyone is really sincere about removing caste system, then give up your surnames. Please give up your surnames. Would you be able to do that?
Narendra
would
Jadhav,
you be able to give up your
that's
surnames?
That's a thought.
Will you be able to give up your surnames?
It's a very good point.
Will you be able to give up your surnames? Tell me, That shows your caste. Shows that you still carry caste in your mind.
Okay, I do have to end. Mr. Jadhav, you wanted one comment, sir? I do have to end very quick.
I want my share of 30 seconds to wrap up.
Yes, please.
Just
please
two
do.
Small points Thank I want you. To make very quickly. First of all Dalits are not Hindus. To call all Dalits Hindus is to deny their historical conversion that took place in October of 1956 when Dr. Ambedkar laid more than 500,000 people from Hinduism to Buddhism.
Yes.
One. And
yes.
Second, in this dastardly and most despicable incident, most stringent action must be taken and an example should be made out and a proper signal should be sent to the communities.
Meera Kumar leaves us. Yes, Meera Kumar leaves us with the thought that our very names carry the discrimination of caste. We lots to think about. Nalin Kohli, Meera Kumar.
Like Kumar now just.
Okay, I will bring all of you back tomorrow. Maybe we can continue this
response नहीं मिला है बरखादत जी मुझे response नहीं मिला है कि आप लोग और आप अपना caste का surname हटाएंगे कि नहीं हटाएंगे
Madam, I don't even know my caste. I mean, I'm actually blunt about it. Now, Kohli as my surname is, I inherited it. So therefore, there's an assumption that we are using our caste, which is not a correct assumption.
Okay, I do have to...
Now,
we will continue this debate.
But you might... I mean, I don't...
You have given us something to... Very, very important to talk about, but we will talk about it tomorrow. We're thanking you. Thank you all of you.
आप भी करिए. आप ही करिए बरखा जी
बिल्कुल मैम मीरा कुमार पवन वर्मा नलिन कोहली एंड नरेंद्र जाधव थैंक यू सो मच वी विल ब्रिंग यू ऑल बैक एज वी कंटिन्यू आवर फोकस ऑन दैट दलित अपराइजिंग इन गुजरात थैंक यू सो मच